B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast, we are a Beasley Media Group station. Talking about the idea that baseball comes back. Again, the players will vote. And as long as they say they can report by July 1st, and as crazy as that sounds, as quick as that sounds, if they can do that, and they're good with the logistics, again, do I think the logistics are all set in stone? No, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Let them try. I'm in this mode of, hey, let's try it. The worst that happens, that we got to shut it down. So let's try it. I'm like that with everything right now. Let's try it. Let's try to forge ahead and pray. C.D. Dan. C.D. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Hey, what are you doing, brother?
Good. I'm really sorry about your loss. You know, that's
thank you, brother. The family is, you know, where we... It sucks, yeah.
I can hear it in your voice, then. You know, it got me feeling a little bit of knots in my stomach. I'm the fuck. In my views and the fact that I agree with Grafton, I don't want you to ever think like I think that you or Andrew are naive. That I'm one of, first of all, 350 million people in this country. I don't know anything. It's just going off of what I hear and what I see. But I think it's important for you to keep your views the same in what you believe, because if everybody thought like me, we'd have a pretty miserable, pessimistic world.
No, and you know again, I mean? Yeah, I hear you.
I need to be checked. I'll admit that.
I
don't know everything.
I'm fully aware that maybe, I mean, you could be right. Like, there could be no sports. I mean, you guys, you and Graf, you know, you guys could be right, and we could be, when I say naive, like, I understand that there is a probability that they don't play, but I'm just hoping right now, you know?
No, and you should be hopeful. I mean, what are you going to, not everybody's like me. I go nuts with the science and everything, but there needs to be hope, because if there wasn't any hope, it'd be pretty miserable. And I'm with Andrew that I don't want, I don't take anything. If the sports come back, it'll be just as legitimate for me, whether it's asterisk or not. I'll enjoy it just as much. So my only concern when I say no sports is the health issue, and it correlates back to the story of your friend, and then it gets in my head. I think about my mother who had cancer, and it's just like, if I was one of these players and me coming back could jeopardize, you know, a family member, and even if they are immune compromised, would I have taken the 3 years with my mother, or would I have gone and played the sport, potentially got her sick and reduced her life to 1 year?
Sure.
It's just like the value of elderly and immune compromised is equivalent to anybody else. So, and I just feel like that, it's only, you know, the elderly, and you got to think from a player's perspective. They might have an immune compromise or grandfather, grandmother that they're concerned.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I completely agree.
I want sports like you.
Yeah.
I want them, but I'm dying. I really am. So when I am negative about it, it's not in the sense of like, oh, this. It's more just like I'm hopeful that there will be, but I am somebody who I'd rather be pessimistic about it go wrong and be prepared for it, than to be optimistic and to be let down, and I feel like
yeah.
Yeah,
that's the age-old question when it comes to being a pessimist or an optimist. Would you rather be prepared for disappointment, or would you rather be hopeful and then shattered? It's and that's in anything in life. It's just you're kind of predisposed to one or the other. D.C.D. Dan, thank you, my brother. I appreciate
thank
it,
you, man.
See you, buddy. We're all either predisposed to being one or the other. I'm more of an optimist. I've always been more of an optimist. Everything I write, I think, is going to hit. I'm 0 for a million right now. But I still feel the same way about the next project.
There'll always be that one.
Right. You know, I always think every year, I tell my father, he's laughing. What are the Eagles going to do, Dad? He'd say, and I'd say, the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. And it took, you know, a long time for the Eagles to finally win the Super Bowl.
What's the old saying? 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100.
Right.
There's always the one, Ant.
Right, right. Every year before the season, I'd be all excited. He'd go, what are the Eagles going to do, Dad? And I go, they're going to win the Super Bowl. And he'd laugh. Better not. Jim in West Deptford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, Jim?
All right, I'm an older guy here, and I'm going to talk stuff that you'll probably say I'm crazy. I'm 96.
Oh, and, God bless you, my friend.
And I can tell you, back in the day, I watched baseball, but I think baseball today, not only do the people not know what they're talking about, unless they had a computer, they couldn't go back and know anything. Most of the announcers don't know enough. I get on the air with announcers and talk to them, and they cut me off. I talk to them, and they'd say about the Phillies and their 20-game winners. Hey, the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians had 4 20-game winners in 1 year on each team.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Lou Gehrig the day Lou Gehrig retired. Who took his place? Nobody knows. Babe Dahlgren took his place and hit 3 home runs while they beat the...
That's awesome.
Yeah, Babe Dahlgren hit 3 home runs.
That's so cool. That's cool that you go back to Lou Gehrig. God bless you, man.
Yeah, that's when they had Red Rolfe the third, Tony Lazzari. Come on. You talk about
you're sharp as a tack, my man.
Huh?
You're sharp as a tack, my friend.
Yeah, but see, how many baseball and people that are announcing and how many people that call in could even name teams? We could sit back and name teams and say, hey, one of the youngest managers in baseball was Lou Boudreaux with the Cleveland Indians, who played shortstop. Ray Mack played second. Kenny Keltner played third. Hal Trusky played first. You could go back to the Red Sox and they talk about...
But don't you... Jim, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
All right, because you're a very bright man, and you're a passionate baseball fan. I love it. And you would understand that when it comes to knowing players and reciting lineups... It always goes back to when you were first indoctrinated to the game, when you first fell in love with the game, and you're a child, and you're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and that's your wheelhouse, right? It's all dependent on how old you are.
Right, but I could tell you the two players up until today. I mean, how many players could...
I bet you could, without a doubt. But I don't think it's... People don't know the game. I think people... No, if you're a baseball fan, I
not
think
only baseball. I could go back and tell you basketball or football.
Yeah,
I hear
sure.
That I'm a person of color also who grew up near Hershey, Pennsylvania, which I had a probably different upbringing in speaking and all.
Wow.
I had a band. I played the Drexelbrook Country Club when they had Mickey Vernon and Tom Brookshire and Grady and Hurst and all these guys here. But you can't sit down and talk to anybody today because unless they have a computer, they can't talk. If you say...
Well, they don't... You remember, because they're not old enough to know those players, right? Because you have to be raised with those players. Like, you know it. I mean, God bless you, man. You know your guys. But you understand that people...
You know the players of today also.
I think people know the players of today, right? You don't think so?
I'll bet you the average person couldn't name 2 lineups in the National League, every player on the lineups. They'd have a hard time doing it. They have to go to a computer to do it.
It doesn't make them less of a baseball fan, though, right, Jim?
It makes them a good baseball fan, but the knowledge of the game is what I think keeps people going to the game. I switched to, even growing up Pennsylvania, Hershey, right outside of Hershey, Pennsylvania. You'd get to know the players, and everybody up there rooted for the Yankees or the Giants. And then when the Dodgers started getting Robinson and Gilliam and Bankhead and all these guys in, they started switching over to the Giants.
Well, I'll tell you
what,
Jim.
All of a sudden, here comes the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. You are a treasure, and God bless you. I'm happy. I hope baseball comes back so you can enjoy it and we can talk about it. You can call us anytime, brother, all right?
I just hope the players and the announcers get a chance to talk other than Philadelphia teams. I mean, growing up in
I hear you, Jim. Listen, I got to run. I tell you, it was great to talk to you. All right, you're a good
well,
man.
Well, I like talking to you. That's why I called you, because I don't like talking to the other station.
Well, I appreciate it. Listen, God bless you, my friend. I hope I'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thank you. We talk predominantly the Philadelphia market because we're local, right? And we talk about the teams locally. And you're right. Like, listen, we'll always talk about stuff if you want to bring it up, because we're fans of the sport first and then fans of the local team second. But you understand where we are, where we're at here. We talk about the teams locally because that's where our passion lies. But, you know, God bless you. God bless Jim. 96 years old.
How about that, man? And you're right. He's sharp.
Sharp as a tack. Naming all those teams, all those players. That's a guy with a wealth of knowledge. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis. Got a couple open lines. You want to join us? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11:18, so our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where a filly gets engaged. Yeah, it was one of those rough days yesterday. We knew he was very sick, my friend, and in case you just missed, I was talking about I got to give him one more shout out. Vinny Muriello, Vinny Bones, great, great, great guy, great guy. But I didn't sleep much the night before, so I took a nap when I got home, and like I woke up to the text, and it's you know that feeling? It's an awful feeling where you look at it and you go,
your heart sinks, and you almost drop, put the phone
and it
down.
Was my, and it's his cousin who, it's Vinny's cousin who, you know, it's tough. It's like, you feel for the family. It's been through a lot. The Portaros and the Muriellos are great people, and they've just been through a ton. And they are, so, prayers go out to them. But you know that deal. The boys went to see him in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Like last summer. Like we took them, not last summer, wherever it was. In the fall, we went, and they saw him in the hospital. They were playing cards with him, and he loved cards. So they were playing cards, and it was cute. And talking to kids about the stuff. It's tough. Tough day. So this is why we talk about sports and what sports means to you. And so when Jim, our 96-year-old man, what a great guy, right, from West Effort, calls, and he says, I wish you guys would talk about other teams. Yeah, without a doubt. This will bring us back to the fan thing and the local thing. See, Jim, there's nothing better than looking at that Phillies cap. All right?
Yes.
When you're raised around here and you see that red P, man, all's cool. All's good when you watch them. And you're going to hear later on Harry, and talk about guys that you miss, right? Harry's going to be on a little bit later on, calling the 1977 NLCS Game 3. But one of the things that you do, you see that, and you go, wow, man, it's been that way ever since I was a kid. Like, your first memory, and today I want to give the ode to the people who got you indoctrinated in the 444. Who baptized you in the 444? There's always one person, at least, that's baptized in the 444. And when, where, how did you become part of the flock? LSU.
Well, I mean, it's you know, my father. I mean, my father got me involved with all this stuff. I still remember I was playing some NHL game on the N64. And I remember I liked the Red Wings because they were good, right? Like, they're, you know, late 90s, they were really good. So I'm winning every single time playing as the Detroit Red Wings on whatever NHL it was. Yeah. I don't know if it was 98, whatever. And I remember just going like, Dad, I really love the Red Wings. I love the Red Wings. And he goes, all right, you can love the video game Red Wings, but you're not going to love the real team because you're from Philadelphia. You're a Flyers fan.
Right.
And I've told the story before. My dad is not a big hockey guy. Like, he almost detests the sport to an extent. Like, he just doesn't like it. He doesn't get into it. That's why I didn't really watch that much hockey growing up, because if I would put it on, he'd tell me to change the channel.
Really?
Yeah, he was out on hockey. But he would watch, you know, Flyers.
He was in on playoffs, though, right?
Yeah, of course. And he was a Flyers fan. He had Flyers gear, right? Like, he had a Flyers shirt. He had a Flyers hoodie. I remember all that. He had a Lindros jersey that I stole from him. He had all this Flyers stuff. He just wasn't really into the game. But he's like, you know, they're from Philadelphia. I rep them. They're, you know, that's my team. So that was one of the earlier moments that wasn't going to a ball game. Obviously, I went to Veterans Stadium many times with him, watching Phillies games. Only went to a handful of Eagles games, but obviously Eagles Sunday was the big deal, especially driving back from church. I did the Sunday school post-mass, so I always listened to the first quarter on the radio.
Yeah, that would torture me.
It was awful, and I remember every time we hit traffic, the words that would come out of his mouth, because all he wanted to do was, because we made the drive all the way back to Mullica Hill from 19th and Wallace in Center City.
Yeah.
And so we're making that
trip. That's torture.
It was awful.
I used to hate going to 12 o'clock Mass.
Yes. Yeah. And the Lithuanian Mass is a 10:30 Mass, but because they forced me to do Sunday school,
right,
we would, I don't know why, as angry as my dad would be, he still made me go to Sunday school. That's so we'd great. Always miss the first quarter. Yeah,
it's funny. I'm shocked your father, being the football fan that he was, because I'm sure for him it was a pain in the ass.
Oh, my God. He hated it. But because his parents made him do it, he figured it'd be good for... I mean, he went to the same Sunday school as I did, right? Like, it was the same building, same church. So I guess it was just like, all right, my parents made me do it. And I not that he really took away so much of the religious aspect of it, is because the second portion of Sunday school was Lithuanian history. So that's kind of why he wanted me to go to it. He made my sister go to it as well. But yeah, man, it would kill him driving back and needing to miss the game. The amount of games we missed because of that Sunday trip. I missed the snowball game because of it. It was awful. Because we were stuck in traffic from the snow. It's the entire game.
Yeah, see, like, that's insane, man. That's insane.
Yeah, it was awful.
Like, I listen, you know, we should serve our higher purpose or our God, right?
Yes.
Like, so we understand. But, you know, can you do the 11 o'clock?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that was exactly. I'll be honest with you. I used to hate going to 12 o'clock Mass because I would miss the and the Catholic. In the Catholic Church, Mass was 40 minutes, right? And the priest knew that it was Eagle Sunday.
Yes.
But I remember asking my father, can we need it to communion? And my mother would get mad because you weren't supposed to leave after communion. There's another, like, 10 minutes.
Right.
And you're supposed to say goodbyes and end it properly. But I'm like, you know, I can catch the last, you know, 20 minutes of the pregame show.
So the priest that my parents grew up with, at least like when they were old enough to drive, they weren't going with their parents anymore. They were going themselves. He actually would end the Mass early during Sundays during football season. And he would almost like he would speed run through some stuff and then basically end with a Go Birds at the end of Mass.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 'cause he wanted to watch
the
Eagles.
That's great.
I appreciate that.
That's awesome. That's great. Let's get back to the phone. It's got a couple open lines. You want to join us? And how you were indoctrinated into the 4-for-4 flock. It's Fans Week, so we start. Yesterday, we started with our reputation. Today, we start with the inception and the baptism, right? When you were baptized for 444, the, how it was that you became to root for, again, our local teams, not the sport itself. You know, sometimes kids like Tunis, and even I used to like the, when I was a kid, I used to love the Raiders, because my cousin did. And then we realized, like, you know, we're Eagles. We all like the Eagles, but we were, like, enamored by the Raiders. And then it was like, no, we're Eagles people. There's no such thing. You know, once we were about 8, 9, it was over. So you have to be, it's always home team.
Oh, yeah, all the time. He let me have my fair players outside.
Right.
But, you know, all right, you like, you know, Sammy Sosa. But you don't like the Cubs.
Sammy Sosa.
Right? You like Priest Holmes, but you're not a Chiefs fan.
Right.
I loved Marvin Harrison. I was not a Colts fan.
Right. You can love Marvin because Marvin was local.
Yeah, of course.
Let's go to Vicente in Lansdowne. Vicente, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hola, buongiorno, cousin.
Buongiorno, cugino.
How are you?
All right. How you doing, my man?
Just trying to hang in there, working from home, teleworking. I'm still, you know,
yeah,
isolated and self-isolation. You know, listening to you talking about your friend that passed just recently yesterday, Vince Morello, although I haven't had the pleasure to meet him, his name struck a chord in my mind because my father was also Vincent Morales, different than Morello.
Sure.
And my father was 85. He just died 5 weeks ago. So I couldn't even have him, you know, to call him up on Father's Day this weekend. So,
and sorry, also, brother.
The same kind of situation because he was, you know, had a precondition with his heart.
Yeah.
And then got COVID, and all of a sudden, 4 days later, after he went for an EKG in the hospital, he just came out in a coffin, you know.
I know. I mean, that's the thing. We, you know, because, you know, we see these cases and we think, well, you know, again, it only affects, you know, those people. And then all of a sudden, when you know those people and all of a sudden you feel like, oh my God, why aren't we wearing masks? It's home and there's a lot of people and it's, and we really need to be, when we're out, we really need to be careful with, for each other.
I'm trying to tell you, since we were born in Ecuador, in South America, we weren't like baseball fans completely. We were more into soccer.
Sure.
Soccer and stuff. And boxing too, you know, the
definitely.
Cassius Clay and Joe Frazier and George Foreman and stuff back in the '70s, you know, and, you know, all the World Cups with Mexico, Italy, Germany and Brazil. But nothing about baseball. However, when I immigrated here to the United States back in the late 80s, I became a Yankee fan only because I was living in New York City and I had an influence from a friend of mine who was living nearby in the Bronx, you know. So, but then when I moved 20-something years ago to Philadelphia, I gradually started becoming a Philadelphian myself, you know.
Sure.
My new city adopted, and I became rooting for the Phillies against the Yankees because my wife basically whispered in my ears, you know, let me tell you, the Yankees suck. So, but you know what? I wanted to tell you also in 1994, I had that thing. So,
you had the what?
The strike in 1995. I was rooting for the Yankees. I was thinking Donnie Mattingly was going to be a champion. And all of a sudden, back then, it was Commissioner Faye Vincent who was forced out, and the Commissioner Bob Selly, you know.
Yeah.
The players distrusted him, and they went over to a strike.
Yeah, I know.
200 years. And now we have this other new commissioner, Rob Manfred, saying that they're going to impose the 60 games schedule starting in July. And I don't know whether the players are going to...
Well, I mean, they've already said they're good with it. Now it's just whether or not they can report and are they good with the precautions that MLB's taken. Vicente, listen, God bless you, my friend. Always great to talk to you, my man.
Have a good one today.
You too, buddy.
do that.
Thanks, brother. You too. I mean, you know, I think they're going to, I don't see why not. They're expected to pass it, and then baseball come out with a schedule. And they were talking somewhere between July 24th and July 26th to start the season.
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, they're going to go until the very last second, right? They're going to say, we're going to play until the very last second if there's a spike. I mean, even if there's a spike on July 10th, I'm sure they'll be like, well, we have 14 days to see if this goes down a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're going to find a way to start. The question is, do they eventually stop? Do they finish the season? We'll find out. Right now, I'm just looking forward to first pitch.
Yeah.
And moving on from there. By the way, it does look like the universal DH is definitely going to happen. That's been reported on a lot. But John Heyman is also reporting. I hate this. I get it's only for 1 year.
What's that?
But they're going to do the minor league rule that they started a few years ago, where if the game goes to extra innings, you'll start with your runner on second base.
Yeah, I hate that.
I absolutely hate it.
It's horrible, yeah.
And then they're talking about they may end games in ties if it reaches 15 innings.
That's awful. Come on.
So the runner on second base, I mean, it's just so dumb. You start with a runner. I don't know if, I know there was talks about one out or no outs with a runner on second, but if it's no outs, what do? You bunt the runner over to third?
Yeah, I know.
And everyone's doing launch angles. You hit a fly ball.
Right, game's over.
You take the lead.
Yeah. No, I hate it. I hate it.
And nobody can bunt anymore. And
ties? You can't have ties. I mean, it's baseball. I mean, come on, suck it up. You're only playing 60 games.
Exactly.
You know, come on. Just make it happen. Matt and Redding, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt 8.
What up, cuz?
What's up, Maddie? What's happening, my man?
Nothing much, man. First off, I want to start off by saying sorry to hear about your friend.
Thanks, brother.
Also, I hope you had a great Father's Day.
Yes, it was awesome. Awesome. You and my little boys. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Me and my boys from Berks County always look forward to coming down to Sandfest and seeing all you guys. But it's not looking like that's going to happen this year, right?
Probably not, my man, unfortunately. Yeah.
So I wanted to get on your topic about needing hope.
Yes.
And how sports give you hope. So my dad raised me up as a diehard Penn State football fan. Suddenly in 2017, he was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. Mm. And so he got his emergency surgery done. And that was done on a Friday. The day after that was a Saturday. You know, damsel in distress, all sad and down. You know what I needed? I needed a game.
Hmm.
Penn State, Iowa.
Wow.
2017. Saquon hurtling over everybody.
Yeah.
Trace hits Juwan Johnson in the back of the end zone. Time expires. You know what that gave me? That gave me hope to put a smile on my face. We need that.
Yes. Yes.
That's all I got for you, guys.
I got to tell you, I love that. You're so right. And, you know, that's interesting. I'm actually, you actually got me rooting. I'll root for Penn State for you, man.
My man.
Because I won't do it for Mike. We go head to head all the time. But for you, Maddie, listen, I'm with you.
My man, I appreciate that.
We are, Matt. Thank you, brother.
My man. Love
Take it easy, buddy. I saw Mike and I always go back and forth about Penn State. Because, listen, being a Temple man, we got our teeth kicked in by Penn State.
Oh, of course. I took a lot of joy in 2017 or 2016.
Yeah, when our savior came in, Matt Rhule.
9 sacks on now the pitcher. That was Hackenberg.
Hackenberg.
Now he's trying to have a career in baseball.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it. Wish you nothing but the best.
Hackenberg, get an arm. I still can't believe he. I swore he was going to be great.
The Owls ruined him.
Yeah.
They ruined him. They brought him down the ground 9 times.
Rhule.
Damn right, Matty Rhule. I still remember Jahad Thomas running left.
Yeah.
Right. I was sitting in the corner of the end zone that day. He ran right to
Thomas,
us.
Jahad Thomas, man. That's right. That was a great day. Start off day. What a year that was.
That
was a fun year. How about the Irish, the Notre Dame game?
That was unreal. That was the game where I had a final project due that night, and I begged and pleaded, my professor, can you please give us a 1-day extension? She said no. So I had to finish up the game. I think the game was at 8:30 kickoff, probably, because it was the primetime game. I got on the student busing around 8 o'clock from Temple to Lincoln Financial Field. So we had 30 minutes, and we snuck on a beer bong onto the bus.
Nice.
And me and my buddy beer bonged a 40, each of us, a 40-ouncer.
Nice.
So good we were feeling pretty good.
That's fantastic.
Come kickoff.
Yeah, man. Dude, he had that ball in the end zone.
Yep.
He had the ball in the end zone. I was bringing Matt. We were bringing him pizzas.
Yeah.
From Badia. We'd stop because he loved the Badia pizza. And it became a good luck thing.
That's on Passyunk, right?
No. In Fishtown.
That's right. Okay.
And we were going to Badia and getting pizza and going up. And he's like, you got to talk to him. And he made me and Baldy talk to the team.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was fun. It was great talking to the team, gave him the talk. Gave him the, threw a couple F-bombs in there, get him fired up.
I'm sure.
That was fun.
Can you recreate it?
No.
No, you can't. You know, FCC rules.
I can't recreate it. No, but it was great, though. I love that team, man. I love those kids. Our friend Oliver. Oliver, how are you, my man?
I'm doing great, Anthony. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, brother.
Sorry about your loss, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers and everything.
You too, Oliver. Do you know that when you called the show a couple weeks back?
Uh-huh.
I mean, people were talking about you. They, you know, you were incredible. Incredible.
Really?
Man. Oliver, good man, brother.
I appreciate that. Well, I got to give you my 4 for 4 because I'm a 4 for 4 guy born and raised in Philadelphia, you know. I went to a baseball game, my first indoctrination into sports, my first baseball game, and I witnessed a home run by Greg Luzinski. and the ball was so loud, it jolted me. I was a young pup that back then, and I was all in on there. That team, several players, Manny Trio, Bake McBride, Randy Lurch, Steve Carlton, all those old greats.
Randy Lurch. Wow, yeah. That's bust out.
I loved them. Before football, it was Ron Jaworski, Andre Waters, Wilbur Montgomery, Bill Berge, Dick Vermeil. I used to watch them all the time.
Number 66. Love Bill Berge. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I'm going to get one of those jerseys one of these days. And for basketball, it was the Dr. J, the Mark Ivoroni, the Bobby Jones.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
That was my team. Even the guy that used to pump fake all the time. What was his name? Robert Clement something.
Clement Johnson?
Yes. He used to, my God. He used to make me so mad, but I loved him. for hockey, it was Eric Lindros. It's just something about the orange and black.
Yes, Oliver.
The Broad Street Bullies. Oh, my God. Oh. That was it for me. And then ultimately, just like I told you before, Anthony, your voice says Philadelphia. So whenever I was gone, I told you this before, it sent chills. It just gave me all memories of all of that. All of that is Philadelphia. And you know, I'm Philadelphia through and through. It just 4 for 4 all day. Yes, we need sports. I want baseball. I don't care if it's 2 games. Give me 2 games. I don't care. I want to see it. I want to hear it. I want to feel it. I want to taste the hot dog. Everything. And then football, eventually, you know, I'm an Eagles fan.
That's right.
Carson Wentz, that's my man.
So who is responsible for making you a sports fan?
My next door neighbor, his name was Reverend Henderson, and he used to watch. He used to watch, you know, on Sundays, he used to watch the karate flicks, and he used to watch me, and he would be like, I don't want to see karate flicks. He'd be like, what you want to see? I want to see sports. And he would turn on the Eagles, and that was it. And we would sit there, and he would boil peanuts, and we would eat the peanuts, and that was it right there. He introduced me into the Eagles fandom, and that's it. You know,
how
everything,
cool.
It shouldn't be no F. It should be spelled with a P-H.
And you had the boiled peanuts.
the boiled peanuts.
Wow. Yeah. I heard about that. Was that a Southern thing that made its way up, the boiled peanuts?
Yes, it's a Southern. He's from Savannah, Georgia, and moved to Philadelphia. And he bought all that Southern cooking up here, and I just loved it. I used to go to his house all the time.
That's awesome, man. Oh, yeah. That's beautiful, Oliver. That's real. I love it, man. Oliver, yes, you're a great light, my friend.
And you are, too, to me. Definitely.
Keep it up, man. I'm glad you called back, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Big O. And you take care of yourself. And again, thanks for your service. Oliver was in, you were deployed 5 times, if I remember correctly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 5 times.
Amazing. Thank you, Oliver. Save my brother. You, take it easy. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Choose. Remember, Oliver was a star.
Yeah, five different trips. And I still.
He was deployed five times.
Appreciate his service.
I had to bring it up again because he was deployed five times. Afghanistan. He was in Desert Storm. He was all over. He's amazing. But he was a star. Do you remember that day he called? It was a tough week that week.
Yes, it was.
And he was.
People kept on bringing up his call.
Him and Mr. Jim were the stars of the week. All right. We're going to come back. Got some open lines. And we're talking about your inception into 4 for 4. When you became a 4 for 4 fan. It's Fans Week right here on the show. Celebrating that. We're talking about the return of baseball. And if you care, we'll check the polls from yesterday and kind of see where we're at. Cuz ready with the tune. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Don't forget, playback 12:20. Gonna be fun. Black Friday. A historic game in Philadelphia. Now, Andrew, this is one of the, this is kind of a first because this is the first time we're going to deal with a losing game.
They lose the game? I took the Phillies. Last 1.5. Damn it.
But it's funny because we're doing the fan game. The reason why we're doing the fan game and it comes up is because they tortured Bert Hooten.
Yes. And that's really
awesome.
That was
the first time you heard about this.
Yeah, so I...
you didn't know Black Friday before the playback.
So when I was going through the top of the 9th inning, I remember the audio from Harry. And I don't know. I mean, I've been here for 6 years now, so I don't know if maybe I played that inning before or maybe it just came up during a broadcast before. Like, I don't know where it came from, but I heard that audio before. I remember the second baseman was Sizemore, Ted Sizemore. I remember him falling down. Like I remember
Not Grady Sizemore.
I remember going, "Wow, this was such an utter collapse." But the Hooten Here's a Who or whatever that book. That's the first time I ever heard of Bert Hooten and Black Friday.
Wow, first time,
and it was really cool. I mean, talk about getting into a pitcher's head. My God,
right. That was one of them. I was amazing what they did. They tortured him.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun for people. I get it doesn't end well, but it's a fun playback today.
How about how about Harry? Harry was like vintage Harry too.
Yes, he was. This was very young, higher pitched Harry Cowell's voice. It was awesome. Whitey was still on the call.
Harry in his prime, man. Hey, are we having an uptick at the shore? Like, it was funny because on a text board, Nikki said traffic. He hadn't hit traffic like that in 3 years.
Yep.
Going down the shore on a Tuesday?
Yep. I believe that as of last week or 2 weeks ago, some shore points are allowing rentals. Like you're allowed to start renting the houses again. And when I went down Saturday, I did the show 9 to noon, and then I went home, picked up the dog. I was on 76 by 12:15. Right, I got out of here, picked up my dog, and boom, I was out. And by the time I hit Route 42 in Jersey, once I crossed the bridge, I was on 42 from 42 to the expressway for probably close to 40 minutes.
Wow.
I stopped, right? Like there was points where I think there must have been an accident somewhere or something, but it was packed and everybody had the beach gear on top of their car or behind their car. And it was pretty packed this weekend.
Well, look, we're just beginning summer's upon us.
Yes.
It's 90 degrees out. There's no better place than to be down the shore.
Right. And, you know, people want to get out. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people that took day trips that day. Like, I think the day trip is coming back now on a Saturday or Sunday. Yeah.
The day trip is back? Making a comeback?
Yeah, I think.
I hate the day trip. I've done it. And I'll do it with the kids. But it's a tease, the day trip.
I did it so many times as soon as I got my license. Like, me and my boys would go down a lot. And somebody would always bring a cooler beer. But when it was your turn to drive, that was the worst because you couldn't have any beer.
Right.
Because, God forbid, you're 17.
And, no, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, you can't have the beer, and then you got to drive everyone. Everyone had a great time. You were kind of just like, yeah, it was fun, I guess. Went in the water.
And you just go down for the day?
Yeah. Oh, we did it a ton of times.
Where would you go?
Ocean City, Wildwood. We made a lot of different stops. Wildwood most of the time because that's where everybody wanted to go.
It's also a straight shot from Mulga Hill.
Yeah. So we did. I mean, we were all over the place. But yeah, the day trip, that sucked. I remember my parents when I was a kid. You want to take a day trip? I'm like, no, aren't we going down end of August for a week? Can't we just wait till then? My parents love the beach. I mean, they moved down there. Yeah, they're beach people.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, that the day trip, it's like, all right.
The day trip sucks.
Now you're sitting in traffic on the way back and you're only there for a day.
Well, it's the tease. That's the problem. But, you know, what are you going to do? I did it a bunch of times last year.
Oh, of course.
Because, you know, the kids love it. It's great. It's like, hey, let's take a ride down the shore.
Yeah. And then on the way back, they're either on the iPad or asleep. You're the one sitting in traffic all miserable. Yeah, I'm out on the day trip.
All the time.
I'm out on the day trip. But I'm also fortunate that my parents live down there. So
yeah, you got to get the spot.
You know.
I would do, you know, it's funny because you get people down, and you know a lot of people down, and they go, come down. I'm going to go down for the day Thursday.
Oh, okay.
To the uncles.
Oh, yeah, Greg and Paul.
So Uncle Greg's got his crab dinner Thursday.
Oh, really? That's nice.
He said, you can't miss it. Like, I'll be there.
I'm in.
So we'll make the trek down Thursday after the show.
That's nice.
Yeah, except you're going to come back.
Yeah, I mean, you're not even going to go on the beach, I'm guessing, right?
Nah.
By the time you get down there, it's going to be 4 o'clock.
No beach, just over at his house. Yeah. It's right on the bay, beautiful, you know, beautiful place. And they have some wine, some crabs and spaghetti.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it'll be nice. All right, got some open lines, 610-632-0975. And it's Fans Week on the show. And what we're doing is we're doing a lot of different odes to the fans. So every day, new question. Yesterday, we dove deeply into the reputation of the Philly fans, and we got into our reputation of what people think of us, and we played the snowball game with Jimmy Johnson, which was great. And so today, we talk about when you first became a Philadelphia sports fan. So we go back to the root, to the beginning. And we're going to allow you to shout out the people who baptized you, right? You got baptized into 4 for 4 Nation. Who baptized you? We want to give you the chance to give them a shout out, some love. And we have the Black Friday game coming up. Real quick, what was the poll yesterday, Andrew?
The poll, of course, can be found on at 975 Middays.
I'm dying for the results.
I'm sure you are, as am I, as I go to it right now on at 975 Middays.
Well, yesterday we talked about the return. Now we get some clarity about baseball. And yesterday we were kind of batting around whether or not you're dying for the game, the games to start.
I thought you wanted the ice cold glass of water versus the lukewarm glass of water, but hey, we'll do that one instead. Your level of missing sports is, the options were, I'm dying for all sports, miss it, but not losing sleep, I just miss one sport, and we asked people to respond with what sport that was. A lot of people said hockey, and then don't miss it at all. Still beneath 50%, only 45% said I'm dying for all sports. 37% said miss it, but not losing sleep. 10% say I miss just one sport. And 8% say don't miss it at all.
Curious if the news about baseball coming back changes that, if you're a little bit more excited.
I don't know. Based off of what we were getting as soon as we started talking about the show today, as soon as we opened up the show, it was, wow, you guys still holding on to hope, huh? There won't be any sports. And a lot of people kept on saying, why are you guys getting so excited? Why are you guys getting so excited? This is from Jim. Unpopular opinion. There will be no major sports until 2021. 1098 tweets in. I'm not excited, and it's not coming back.
What? I'm curious as to why people believe that. When they come out and they say it, and again, they're not talking about August. They're talking about
1 month from now.
July 24th.
A month and a day.
So I was talking about the Sixers, and I'll tell you, because I was talking to people today about that, that they still believe that they're going to play basketball. They still believe it, man, that they're going to play ball. There is a true belief in that.
I think they will. I think all these sports are going to play. Unless there's a 11:59, right? The Cinderella final minute. Something happens.
Right.
I think they're going to play.
All right. Well, let's talk to some people. Josh at Audubon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Josh.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hi, Josh. What's up, my brother?
All's well.
Do you miss the road?
I do a little bit, but
our traveling croupier on the cruise ship.
I'm staying busy as possible to keep myself sane, you know?
I can imagine.
Everyone, I wake up and I see the Facebook memories that you pop up on your Facebook and the Time Hop app, and it's like, oh, man, 3 years ago I was here or here or here. Actually, Lithuania popped up the other day, Tunis.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Klaipėda, I think it is.
Klaipėda, yep.
Klaipėda, okay, sorry. Yeah, I actually spent my birthday there 3 years ago.
That's a nice town.
Yeah, we had a good time. Unfortunately, it was a short day, but we got to a pub and it was a good time.
I miss the pubs.
Now I'm down. You put me in a pub in Klaipėda. I'm in.
It's a beautiful port. You know, our ship pulls right up to the city, and you walk right in. And it's a great place.
Let me digress for 1 second, Josh. What a travel nut I am. I found the idea of walking tours and drone tours.
Okay.
So I find myself now watching these things. They people put a GoPro on their right, and they just give you footage. And I was in the Amalfi Coast the other day, and I went to the. You ever been to Puglia, the coast on Puglia in Italy?
Puglia specifically, no, but I've done the Amalfi Coast. Many times, but not Puglia specifically.
So there's a peninsula in off of Puglia. It's the Gargano Peninsula.
No way.
Yeah. So it's my goal to get to the Gargano Peninsula.
England, I think up in Sicily, obviously the cruise ships can't get there, but my last name is Simonetti, and they have the Simonetti Steps.
Wow.
You can't get there.
That's cool, man. I love it.
I did one of those videos before. I'm not very good with the GoPro and stuff. I actually broke like right after I got it. But I did the one I did was through the streets of Rome.
Yeah, I love it. I never thought I would like these walking tour videos, but I love it. I'm in Spain. I'm going to go all over the place. I love it.
So I wanted to talk about the, like when you first got into sports and the shout outs.
Yes.
To people. One of my earliest memories, so I was born in 88, was the 95 Eagles Lions wild card round.
Wow. Yes. And
in the 700 level of the bet with my two uncles. My one uncle had season, he's had season tickets for years. He still does. But so when I was little and my little cousin was way too young to go to games, he would always bring me. So it was my uncle and his brother and my other uncle. And I just remember that game so vividly. I think we were up 51-7 at one point. And, I learned a lot of four-letter words that day. I saw some things a seven-year-old shouldn't see. But they threw me right into the middle of the Philadelphia fandom, and I never stopped. I loved it. I embraced it. And he also was lucky enough to have tickets at the vet for the Phillies, four rows behind the plate. So seeing...
Wow, you're going to be kidding me. That's the best.
Directly behind the plate. So... watching Schilling at the end of his tenure in Philly when I was really, really young was something very special, and I just, you know, fell in love with Philly sports, and those are the guys. Obviously, my father was a big part of it. He didn't have season tickets, so my uncles would take me everywhere. But my dad really was into it, like before StubHub and buying tickets online. I remember sleeping on the couch, and he'd be, you know, leaving the house at midnight to go camp out overnight in the freezing cold to get, you know, tickets for the Eagles Bucks wild card in like 99 and 2000.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
So. And you know, it's funny, you brought up something that's my favorite. I love sitting behind home plate. Love, yeah. Especially when you got, like, you brought up Schilling. Anytime you got any kind of pitcher, it's the best, man.
So amazing, man, what they can do with the ball. You don't realize, you see it on TV, it's like, oh, wow, look at
exactly.
The no, man. You see a lefty on lefty or just a, you know. Actually, Hamels was fun to watch, too, when he was.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Change up against righties, and they would dive away from the plate, and you're like, man, that's impossible. You can't hit that.
I got, you know what's nuts is I got the hit against John Franco. You remember him?
Uh-huh.
And Dwight Gooden, right?
Okay.
Because I wanted to feel what they, because John used to throw the screwball that was deadly against right-handed hitters. And the way it would, and it was amazing when you sit and you actually see, because he was left-handed, but he was death against right-handed. And then I watched, and then I stood in spring training, I was friendly with Gooden, and I said, let me stand in the box. He's like, all right. And I mean, that fastball was amazing. And then he backed up with a curveball. It was amazing to see.
The best part was, like, on days where I would go and, like, you know, not with my uncle, and I would sit all the way up because, you know, I couldn't afford anything. I would walk down, and the ushers kind of knew who I was, you know, from all the times I used to go with him. And I'd be like, listen, I'm just going to go down for a half inning. And I would always pick the inning that, like, Schilling was pitching or the, you know.
The best. Josh, the best, man.
Down for a half inning so I can see that. There
Josh, great call. That was great talking to you, man. Always the best, brother. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.